Well, they're building up quite nicely here, but they have lost it. McGrath's on the ball. He's been muscled off, though. That's unfortunate for him. And Trent can attack. They've shot and they've scored. And the possession, I have to say, it seemed to pay off. McGrath loses the ball. He's not happy with the referee. He's having words. So's their coach. No one happy here. And that, I don't know what they're complaining about, really. But Ewan are going straight to the point. Here we go, Pritchard. He slots it home. What a finish. Out of nowhere, Nick Pritchard. And he celebrates with the home fans. And that is exactly the response we needed from the University of Nottingham. He just guides that under the Trent goalkeeper. Brilliant finish, very good composure, and an amazing bit of skill to lead up to it, Harry.
And you know, James, if we had replays, I'd watch that one again. So I'm not quite sure how he guided it past the player and the goalkeeper to nestle it into that corner of the net.
Can I just say, what a cracking haircut on this referee, by the way. Anyway, McGrath with the ball. Oh, dearie me. Dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Slater just took his eye off the ball, completely missed it, and it hit the post. That could have been an own goal there. And it's right into Slater's face, but Mo can break. And he's, oh, that's surely a foul, referee. And that has got to be a card. Yes, it looks like it. The referee is coming up to number three. Mo was through on goal. This will be a very interesting decision. And it's Slater on the ball now. Slater plays it back to Pritchard. He's going to find McGrath on the right-hand side, is he? He is. He's going to play an amazing ball. McGrath's got a score. No, he's unselfish. Oh, what a goal. Sam McGrath, take a foul. What a pass. He should have buried that, but no. Unselfishly plays that across the box. And that is as easy as it gets. Sam McGrath, what vision there from the run and that pass. Absolutely pinpoint.
You know, we were talking about Trent and their passing. What a great little exchange of passes there were in that build-up to that whole movement, which Trent just did not see coming at all.
Here we go, Pritchard up the other end. He scuffed it, but it's in! Oh, my God! What an error from number 12. Pritchard on the left-hand side takes a shot. He scuffs it. It's going wide. And number 13 just thinks, you know what, mate? Close enough. And boots it in his own net. And look at that. That's 3-2. We're a minute into the second half. We're in the ascendancy. McGrath trying to gee up the crowd. That is the bit of luck we needed after their bit of luck with their goal, their second goal, Harry.
And, you know, it wasn't even unlucky for the Trent player. He had plenty of time to stop himself there. And he just, he wasn't approaching at any pace. And he just managed to bundle it into his own net.
And what a moment to do it. Varsity. Trent on the left-hand side, they're going to shoot. Oh, that's not in, referee. That is off the line. And that's not in. That's a goal kick. And that is a let-off. That bounced. That hit the underside of the crossbar, bounced down on the line and bounced out. I am sure from my vantage point that was not in. But that is exceptionally unlucky from Trent. A great effort there. And it looks like Mo's going to be taken off. He is shattered. He'll be taken off next breaking play, I think. But he's got it here. He might be able to make something of this before he gets subbed off. He can make the pass. He's done it. Oh, what a move to end your contribution to this match. Mo has slid that across and they have poked it home. Trent really need a goal soon. They need to react to this. They didn't react to the third. Are they going to react to the fourth?
Can Hairband sparkle revival?
He has! Hairband does. It's an identical goal almost to what Mo has done at the other end, and we said they needed a reaction, and that is exactly what they've given us. The score is now 4-3 to University of Nottingham. We are still on track to win Varsity today, but it's going to be a lot closer than we thought. Oh, Slate has been caught napping there. They've got to square it. They do, and Chowdhury to the rescue. What a save he has. Wow, we were just talking about how well he played, and that is exemplary performance from him there. He stood up tall, didn't go down, and took that right in the chest. Very good goalkeeping. Trent had been a bit wasteful with their corners, wouldn't you say?
Definitely, yeah. I think when Uniov had a set piece, they've been much better at coordinating and creating something.
We say that, and they almost scored, and they do! Curse of the commentator there. The first set piece that works. They take a shot, it rattles the post, it bounces out, and they slot it into an empty net. And it is very tasty here, 5-4.
I mean, you really reeled me in there, James, with the bait of talking about how Trent haven't been taking advantage of their set pieces, but they did just that there. And it was a good save from Chowdhury at first, but he couldn't do anything about the second shot.
And here comes McGrath. He is the sort of player you want on your team for this, don't you? He's not going to give up on any ball. He's not going to give up on any tackle. He is going to be everywhere to win this game for the University of Nottingham with just 6 minutes to go. And McGrath wins it. He's through. They're surely going to foul him. And McGrath's going to get on it to win it. He's done it. Sam McGrath has won varsity for the University of Nottingham. Surely now. 3 minutes to go. And he has buried that one. 6-4 in the futsal here. What a finish.
You know, people might say, oh, he was lucky to be there for that shot. But he was only there because he was putting in that hard work.
And he's got a booking for his troubles. He ran into the crowds there and he's got a yellow card. And I have to say, I'm surprised he's not had one before.
We love you, Sam McGrath, for your effort. And the only reason he was there was because he was chasing up every ball, trying to get into the best position. Chuck doing their classic trenty tacker there as well.
Trenty tacker, trademarked.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
And what a save from Chowdhury. Brilliant stuff from him. He is surely in the double figures for saves now. And not only is he in the double figures for saves, he's in the double figures for great saves. Hairbands, he shoots, and that's in. That's in. This game isn't over. This game is not over. There is 2 minutes to go. The score is 6-5. There is life in this game yet, Harry.
And their decision to bring on the extra man has paid off. He was crucial in the build-up to that goal. And Uniov have got to find themselves now.
And McGrath is back. He's come off of Gregor. He's put in a great shift. But McGrath, that's the sort of fire you want on your team in these final 85 seconds. Trent are going to shoot. It's with hairband again. They're going to shoot here. And it's in! It's in! And Trent have invaded the pitch. There's 53 seconds left. They're not even in the lead. There is 53 seconds to go. The score is 6-0. And the stewards are struggling to get these Trent fans in, who just don't seem to know how to host the pitch invasion. Here we go. Slater! Slater! He was one-on-one. That was the moment.
We had the opportunity to peg them back immediately. Slater, one-on-one. He's done so well during this game.
He'll be living that back in his mind for a long time if they lose this match. It looks like it could be going to penalties here. 6-6. And that's the buzzer. It's penalties to decide Varsity 2016. Well, it's full time here with the score at 6-6. We have a penalty shootout. If the University of Nottingham win it, Varsity 2016 is ours. You're joining us for a penalty shootout in Varsity Futsal. 6-6 it finished at full time. And it looks like the University of Nottingham and Trent are going to have to decide this on penalties. Chowdhury is being taken off. He looks like inconsolable in the corner. There's going to be a substitute goalkeeper for penalties. Van Hal-esque. Will it end in the same way? Ben Lazarus looks like he's going to be going between the sticks for the University of Nottingham here. Chowdhury can't even watch. I cannot tell you how tense this must be for the University of Nottingham players. Nick Pritchard to take for the University of Nottingham and put us 1-0 up in the shootout. He's missed it. He's missed. Well saved. Well saved from the Nottingham Trent goalkeeper. Number 10 for Nottingham Trent comes up against Ben Lazarus. It's in. It's in. That's 1-0. That is 1-0 to Trent. Unlucky for Lazarus. Elliot Coleman stepping up now for the University of Nottingham. Where's he going to go, Harry?
Bottom left.
Bottom left is a call from Harry. Where will Coleman go to equalise in the shootout? He's finished it! No doubts about that one. Top left, that one. Brilliant finish. A pitch invasion is imminent, but for which side? Number 8 for Trent. He's their right back. He steps up to put them in the lead. Save! Lazarus has saved it. It's back all square here at Jubilee. And it is Mo to take it for the University of Nottingham. A veritable veteran for the University of Nottingham Futsal Club. Trent are getting on his back. He won't let it get to them. He's buried it! Of course he has! No doubts about that for Mo. And there's a fight breaking out here between Nottingham Trent and the University of Nottingham players. Ugly, ugly scenes here at futsal. And I'm sick of talking about Trent invading the pitch. And the stewards are really struggling to keep these Trent fans at bay, actually. I don't think anything will be given. I think there's no point at this stage. It will just be a handshake, and it is, yeah. The atmosphere here is absolutely unparalleled. It is boiling hot. The tensions have risen so much.
I mean, this would be brilliant to decide any futsal match, but the fact that varsity hinges on this as well is just fantastic.
Here's number 7 for Trent. Can Lazarus save? He can! They're going mad! The University of Nottingham have won varsity futsal, and they have won varsity 2016.
What scenes? Absolutely just amazing. Words can't describe the emotion right now. Trent just looked devastated.
They are devastated, and they put out a good fight, but the University of Nottingham deserve this, haven't they? And they've deserved it throughout this varsity series. You've got to feel sorry for the Trent players. But the University of Nottingham have won varsity in the most dramatic of fashions here. And we're going to sign off on this live stream now. Thank you for watching. I've been James Perkins and Harry Robertson from University Radio Nottingham. And well done to the boys.